내신가
Something? I spoke during the program a number of times, but there's many devotees who did not get a chance.
Have you listened?
Yes, I have.
Yes. तुमने बोले क्या?
हाँ.
Manjari.
Yeah, Manjari is one of them. and also Vrindavan Vilasi.
You should read what I have.
Ramdita, Ishadas, Ishadas also.
My
Since we were staying here in Kolkata, I was remembering Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And I was remembering two things, how he is giving it, and how he is telling us that, how he has instructed us to receive it. In the first instance, I was thinking how at the end of his manifest pastimes in this world, Srila Prabhupada desired to come to Govardhan. The pure devotee, the life of the pure devotee is always exemplary. He is acharya. So how are we to understand Srila Prabhupada's desire to come to Govardhan and to circumambulate the hill in an ox cart? In order to understand this, first we should understand the significance of Govardhan as been instructed by the Vaishnavacharyas. Number two, understand Srila Prabhupada's mission in relation to the Vaishnavacharyas. And also, finally, to understand how a pure devotee is teaching by his life's example. We have heard so many of the glories of Govardhan. Srila Nasananda Prabhu has described how Bhagavatam Govardhan is described as Krishna, and he's also described as Haridas Varya. This is Vaishivati Radhika. Of those who are known as Haridas, Govardhan is the best, she says. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has glorified Govardhan in his Govardhan Ashtakam, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in the Govardhan Vasa Garthana Ashtakam, and Srila Rupa Goswami in the Upadeshamrita. There he describes that Govardhan and the eyes of Govardhan are the most sacred place in the entire universe. That this Govardhan is Radha Krishna Prema Pavit Bhumi. This means that this word pavit is a nice word. It means soaked or saturated or inundated. So this bhumi or this land of Govardhan is saturated in the prema of Radha Krishna. And it is to this Govardhan that Srila Prabhupada desired to come. Now, Srila Prabhupada, we have to see how Srila Prabhupada, in everything he did, he's strictly following in the footsteps of the Vaishnavacharyas. And Srila Prabhupada discusses this relationship in his own words in Gita Granth. This is in his introduction to Gita Granth. He says, Goswami Prabhuragand Ashraya Se Shri Chara Anya Mora Kichu Ashanai Tara Maje Jai Shri Jiva Ucharya Ari Ujwala Acharya Di Vyachen Charamete Tara. I have no yearning other than the exclusive shelter of the lotus feet of these Goswamis. Amongst all of the Acharyas, Srila Jiva Goswami stands out as a brilliant torchlight of knowledge, and he has mercifully given me residence by his lotus feet. So Srila Prabhupada was able to bring Raj Bhakti in the line of Mahaprabhu to the West, and in doing so he performed miracles and he changed the lives, the hearts of millions of people. And how is this possible? This is possible by the mercy of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, and his spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada is in this parampara. He is, it's called a dhara. Dhara means the dhara is like my succession. And this succession is going back to Mahaprabhu and Krishna. He is receiving this mercy, and therefore he is able to give it. Now, sometimes when you say this, when I've said this, people will say, oh, well,
men,
you're minimizing Srila Prabhupada by saying it's not his mercy.
Bhaktisar is in Delhi with Raja Balabo in the hospital.
Because Srila Prabhupada is an embodiment of all the Vaishnava
from that.
He is a Nityaparika of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I don't see
and he is strictly following.
He is
and because he has never made anything up, and everything that he is giving is from them,
Rahajai,
this is actually his glory.
France.
So we should try to understand Srila Prabhupada's desire to come to Govardhan. By the light shed by the realization of these Vaishnava Acharyas.
Many speakers
and in Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Govardhan Vasa,
it is not necessary. Because half of an hour they are taking.
How would they? Nirupati,
some are taking only 10 to 15
minutes. Pai kapati shato ni kot tiye narati kosmi. Iti kalim mama yogya yogya kram kama vina. Nija nikatam vasa devi kovarana.
So you should read why we are explaining half an hour.
Okay, this verse is, O Govardhan, although I'm a cheater in a robe, the great and merciful Sri Sachinanda, who is most dear to you, has offered me unto you. Without considering whether I'm qualified or unqualified, please bestow upon me residence near your side. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Raghunath Das Goswami his Govardhan Shila and Guntamala to worship. But the way Raghunath Das Goswami sees it is that it was he who was offered to Giridhar. So the implication of this verse is, O Govardhan, because Mahaprabhu, who is most dear to you, has offered me to you, therefore you are obliged to accept me. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada, at the end of his pastimes in this world, desired to go to Govardhan. Nija nikata nivasam dehi Govardhanam. It is no small whim to want to go to Govardhan at the end of one's life. Srila Prabhupada is following in the footsteps of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. By this desire, Srila Prabhupada has shown us what our desire should be at the culmination of our lives, what our prayojan should be. And moreover, by his desire to go to Govardhan, Srila Prabhupada has offered us unto the lotus feet of Sri Giriraj Govardhan. So we see the great mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Even at the end of his life, when most people were absorbed in their illness, or in themselves in some way, he was thinking of how to benefit his disciples. You see, Srila Prabhupada didn't need to go to Govardhan. He is there, or he is here. He is always intimately serving in the eternal pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. We meditate on this every day when we say Krishnanandaya Dhimahi. Srila Prabhupada is always in Vrindavan. He is already a Govardhana Bhasi. But he is Acharya, teaching by his life's example where our real shelter lies. And he is unlimitedly merciful to offer us the highest destination. And so we say, Prato yasya pratita kripaya Sri Guru Chandra Kosmi. Having received this pratita kripaya, this all-encompassing and expanded mercy I bow my head at the lotus feet of my guru.
Vrindavan Vilasini. Not here. Oh. Where she went? ऐसे चक्कर लगा रही है परिक्रमा. Why you are going here and there? It was very nearer by that lane. How you will go? Come on. From this lane. Make a lane. Make a lane.
First of all, I'd like to offer my heartfelt congratulations unto my most beloved Diksha Guru, to our Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and to the Bodhisattva. And then my heartfelt obeisances unto my Shri Guru, to our Bhaktivedanta Narayana, Swami Maharaj, my Guru Dev. What is the glory of a devotee? The glory of a devotee is his relationship with Krishna. But what is the highest devotee? Who is the most glorious devotee? The devotee, who is the devotee of Radha and Krishna? And who is the most glorious devotee of Radha and Krishna? That is the Vrajavasi. And of the Vrajavasis, who is the most glorious devotee? That is the gopis. And the most glorious gopi, as we know, is Srimati Radhika. And among Srimati Radhika, she's never alone. She has so many sakis, and among her sakis, who are very, very dear to her, she has Lalita, Vishaka, the Asta sakis. They are very dear to her. But she has some sakis who are most dear, her Nija Jan, whom is most near and dear. She has her Abhinamurti, self-same body, self-same murti. These are her Nija and Prati sakis, her tinkeries. Her maid servants, these are the most dear to her. And our Srila Prabhupada, being a Rupanuga devotee, being a follower of Rupa Goswami, who is none other than Rupa Manjari, is one of these Nityaprana sakis. So he is among the most glorious devotees that exist in all time. He is natural. He didn't have to go to school to learn anything. Everything is naturally coming from his heart, from his very being. His body, his spiritual body, is made in a certain service mood. And that mood is uninterrupted and completely selfless, because this is the mood of the Manjari, the nation of Srimati Radharani. So when he came to this world as our Srila Prabhupada, as a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and a servant of Rupa Goswami, everything was naturally coming from him. He actually didn't have to learn anything. He may have seemed like he went to school and he learned English, and he seemed to have learned this and that, but actually when he was just a youth, he had Rathyatra in his home in Calcutta. He was, at 5 years old, he was engaging the whole community there around his neighborhood in Rathyatra. He was engaging everyone in chanting Hare Krishna, engaging everyone in taking Mahaprasada. From the very baby, he was always worshipping Radha and Krishna. There was never a time, he said, when he did not worship Radha and Krishna. So from there's no beginning, no middle, and no end. He always says he's Nitya Siddha. He is eternally a maid servant of Srimati Radharani and eternally a service guru of complete selflessness and uninterrupted service to his guru, Srila Bhakti Sarada Saraswati Thakur, to Mahaprabhu, to Srimati Radharani. So this mood is what is attracting all of us. Because it's a certain mood of selfless love and affection. There's nothing like it. There's nothing more glorious than this mood of selfless service. And it's also very, very powerful. You can see in his life, we wonder, how is it that he crossed the ocean? How is it that he did so many things? But when we understand from Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur, the maid servants of Srimati Radhika have Krishna as their property. Krishna falls at their lotus feet. So it's so easy for him to call on, as we heard from Padmanabha Maharaj, that Srila Sridhar Maharaj said he was calling for Krishna, and this is how he was empowered. Because Krishna falls at his feet. It's not difficult for Srila Prabhupada. He has Krishna at his lotus feet. He can do anything. You see? So for him, it appears that he was alone, but he's never alone. Never, never. He appeared to cross the ocean by himself. But he was not alone. His guru was with him. The whole guru Karamba was with him. And he comes to America and he stands under a tree in Tompkins Square Park and he chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He just chants Hare Krishna, closes his eyes, plays the tarto, and everything happens from that. Because this is a maid servant of Srimati Radharani chanting Hare Krishna purely with so much love and affection. Completely selfless, uninterrupted by this. This is how so much power in this kind of chanting we can't imagine. So this is our Srila Prabhupada. This is why he could do so much. And I just wanted to say one little pastime to show how natural and how powerful he is. I told the same pastime on Srila Prabhupada's appearance day, but when I first met Srila Prabhupada, I was a hippie. I was one of his hippies. And as soon as I met Srila Prabhupada, as soon as he came off the airplane, I had the most amazing experience. It was a heart-to-heart experience. He never spoke to me with his mouth, but I could feel his heart and my heart talking. His heart said, I love you. I will never leave you. And my heart said to him, I love you. I will never leave you. It was heart to heart. And I never got to talk to Srila Prabhupada the way I talked to Srila Gurudev, the way Shamanic got to talk to him. But this first meeting with Srila Prabhupada, this heart-to-heart connection, was so deep. That's why I'm still here. Even though there have been so many ups and downs in spiritual life, but it's that internal heart-to-heart connection with Sadhguru, with someone descending from Goloka Vrindavan. This is what will actually carry us through. And if we have faith in that, I used to think, not my heart, but my mind used to think, does Prabhupada really know who I am? I know many who don't have so much association with Guru. Does he really know who I am? He doesn't remember my name. Does he really remember? But actually, this is just the trickery of the mind. Of course Guru knows. Why do we accept a Guru who doesn't know who we are? This is offense to Guru to think like that. And so I could understand it actually was really true, this heart-to-heart connection that I had. And one time Srila Gurudev said to me, and it solidified what I knew in my heart, because I had the great fortune of having Gurudev when he was traveling, and he would talk to me so many times, like I always wanted to talk to my Guru Maharaj. And he said to me once, he said, actually, your Guru Maharaj told me, because he didn't have time, to do this for you. You see, so Srila Prabhupada doesn't forget. He knows our heartfelt desire. He knew what I know. So he told Srila Prabhupada, please give this, because she wanted it. So he hadn't forgotten. It was true. This heart-to-heart connection, he'll never leave it. None of it. We should always know like that. Guru is always with us. This is real Guru Seva. Guru is standing with his hand over our head, protecting us, maintaining us every second. So, as Manjari Devi was saying, We should just desire to take complete shelter from you, and we should desire to leave in the topmost position at Shiva Dharma one day.
তাহলে ঔষধ তো যে দিয়েছেন ঔষধের নতুন ঔষধ কখনো মহারাজ নেননি, এর কোনো এফেক্ট না তো হতে পারে বাদ দিয়ে গেলে অন্য ওষুধ বললো কিছু আপনি এডমিশন শুট করে ওষুধ দেওয়া হোক খালি
ঈশা প্রভু Is he here?
Yes, he
is. Oh, come on from this lane. Make always a lane. अरे वो रास्ता छोड़ करके थोड़ा सा इधर उधर घसक करके बैठो, ये खुला छोड़ दो. टेन टेन टू ट्वेल्व मिनट मेरा इमन भर था जिससे लोग छोड़े बोले आगे आ करके पहले से थोड़ा सा पीछा रहने लगे. बहुत
Mahu Vishnu Daya, Krishna Nishaya Guru, Srimati Bhakti Vinita Swami, Namaste, Sakshati Dere, Vaivani Pachari Ne, Sakshati Nishaya Guru, and Prabhu to the Son, the Sindhu Vira, Sakshati Nishaya Guru, Bhakti Kanchana Gaurangi, Bhakti Vinita Vishnu, Vishnu I listened to Srila Prabhupada's last day's tapes over and over and over again. And as others have said, Srila Prabhupada's desire to come here to Govardhan. So I'm begging each of you, as we spend our last day and a half in Govardhan, that you remember Srila Prabhupada as you are here at Govardhan. You take him into your heart and you take him on personal with you and enjoy his transcendental teachings and association. Also, I beg you, Srila Prabhupada gave us the nectar of instruction. And in the nectar of instruction, the Upadeshamrita, there's one verse, text 8. And Srila Prabhupada says, this is the essence of all advice. So if you take everything that Srila Prabhupada wrote, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, all his letters, all his conversations, this is the essence of all advice. So Srila Prabhupada says, Vaishnava should become free from finding fault. And so becoming free from finding fault, and as Srila Gurudev has told me so many times, start with text 1. But come to text 8, nicely hear, chant, remember Krishna's name, form, quality, and pastimes. And at least mentally reside in Radhakund. And as I have not developed some mood that I want to serve Radha and Krishna yet, but the last line is that we should find some resident of the spiritual world who's serving Radha and Krishna in the same mood that we want. So Srila Prabhupada's gift for me, and I think all of us, is Srila Gurudev. And I'm begging you that you take this gift deep into your heart. Do not waste a second of your time with Srila Gurudev. Do not waste a second of the time that you can hear from Srila Gurudev. Because this is Srila Prabhupada's gifts of gifts to us. Srila Gurudev is shining his torchlight on Srila Prabhupada's books. I know I've read Srila Prabhupada's books so many times, but I could never understand so deeply. Srila Gurudev has helped me so much. Also, we should very powerfully preach. And anybody who criticizes Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev, I spend my days listening to Srila Gurudev's tapes. And I have Srila Prabhupada's folio open as I'm reading. And every point that Srila Gurudev is making, I'm looking up and seeing what Srila Prabhupada has said also. And there's not one point. And when I meet my God brothers and God sisters who say something, I said, I dare you to come to my house. And at any point that you say there's different, you come and I will prove to you there's nothing different. So, when I first came here to the Gurudev, I started to cry because I heard Srila Prabhupada speaking to me. And so, I made a fool of myself. Two quick pastimes with Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada was in San Francisco dancing on the stage, I was fanning him in the Bhagavatam class. And not being initiated, new devotee, I took my beads and I said, and I mumbled, oh, Srila Prabhupada, would you touch my beads? But I came out and woo woo. And Srila Prabhupada looked at me and said, what did you say? I pulled in my hands and said, nothing, Srila Prabhupada. He said, what did you say? I said, nothing, Srila Prabhupada. And then there was about 10, 15 sannyasis sitting in front. And Srila Prabhupada said, what did he say? And one of them said to me, what did you say? And I also shrunk down to nothing. And Srila Prabhupada smiled and walked off. But I did ask Srila Prabhupada two questions. One significant question. As I was distributing BTGs and traffic lights, I would get down on my knees sometimes, and I would beg people, oh, please, you have to take this magazine. And some devotees would criticize, oh, you can't beg the farmers. So Srila Prabhupada was sitting in Miami under the banyan trees in the evening, and he ended class, ended questions, and I shot my hand up, and he said, yes. I said, Srila Prabhupada, should we get on our knees and beg people to take your books? And he said, oh, yes. He lectured for another 20 minutes about the importance of distributing his mercy. So I'm begging you tonight, please take Srila Prabhupada in your heart all the time. Please take Srila Prabhupada and Govardhan Parikrama with you. And please take advantage of Srila Gurudev's association. The essence of what we have to do is develop our relationship with Guru and Radha and Krishna and nourish that mood only by hearing and associating with Sadhguru.
The prayers of সিদ্ধান্তি মহারাজ সম্বন্ধে বলবার আছে আজকে সকালবেলা হয় নাই কিছু আই ওয়ান্ট দ্যাট দি প্লেয়ার শুড বি রেডি বিকজ আই এম সো আই ক্যানট স্টে সো মচ সো ইফ দে উইল ফিনিশ দ্য রিকারিং অ্যান্ড আফটার দ্যাট আই তোমার সব করে দিবে বর্ষা না উপরে বসো you know all the you know
yes
what about drama play they are ready or not otherwise I will go and cannot return prajendra
जिन लोगों के पास कलश यात्रा वाली पीली साड़ियां हैं जो अन्नकूट महोत्सव में हमने प्रयोग की थी जिन लेडीज के पास वो कृपया कल साथ ले जाएं और श्रीला गुरुदेव को ऊंचा गांव में उपाधि दी जाएगी वर्ल्ड रिलीजियस पार्लियामेंट के द्वारा विश्व धार्मिक संस्था के द्वारा संसद के द्वारा श्रीला गुरुदेव को युगाचार्य की उपाधि दी जाएगी। आप लोग अपनी अपनी पीली साड़ियां लेकर और कलश भी साथ में लेकर, अगर कलश आपके साथ पास नहीं है तो प्रेमानंद प्रभु जी से संपर्क कीजिए, अपना कलश साथ में लेकर बसे हमारे यहाँ से सूर्य कुंड होते हुए सीधा ऊंचा गांव जाएंगी और वहां पर महामहोत्सव में श्रील गुरुदेव को युगाचार्य की उपाधि दी जाएगी। जस्ट लाइक ऑन द अन्नकूट फेस्टिवल द लेडीज वेंट विद द प्रोसेशन वेयरिंग दैट येलो साड़ीज, सो टुमारो अगेन there is an festival where at Uncha Gaon Srila Gurudev will be honored with the title of Yugacharya by the World Religious Parliament. All the ladies devotees are requested to please wear your yellow saris and take the kalash with you, and when we get off the bus at Uncha Gaon, please walk with the kalash to the Uncha Gaon temple. Kalash is pitcher or the pot, clay pot. If you don't have those kalash with you, then contact Premanand Prabhu, he will provide you with one. And thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
I don't know who is going to give me upadhi of Yugacharya. Yugacharya. I think that Swami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or Rupa Goswami, are they not Yugacharya?
Yes.
Then why, to me, especially, they can give another. I don't like that I should be called Yugacharya. But it may be that I am Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga. Myself, Acharya. Acharya of Kali Yuga.
হরে কৃষ্ণ। ভারতীয় যাত্রীদের নিবেদন করছি, কাল ভারতীয় যাত্রীগণ মোদী ভবনে অবস্থান করবেন, ভিতরে হলে থাকবেন মহিলা এবং বাইরে থাকবেন পুরুষগণ। ভারতীয় যাত্রীদের সে অনুরোধ কর রা হু, আপ লোক মোদী ভবন মে যে মহিলায় হ্যাঁ অন্দর হল মে ঠহরেঙ্গি আর পুরুষ লোক বাহার হল মে ঠহরেঙ্গে। अगर दो कमरे हैं सन्यासियों के लिए, दो कमरे की व्यवस्था है, जो अंदर जाकर के दाहिने तरफ जो कमरे हैं सन्यासियों के लिए, दो कमरे व्यवस्था की गई है। हरे कृष्ण।
व्हाट अबाउट ड्रामा प्ले?
नो नीड,
नो नीड, नो नीड।
কত টাকা
কাপড়ের কান
দিয়ে বলবো এনে দেবে, ওখানে আছে। কত টাকা আনতে হবে আনবো? আমার আগে দিবেন কি পরে দিবেন?
এখনই আমি যাবো, আমার বসতে পারবো না।
I was expecting to speak first, and I know everyone very anxious to get to Shri Guru, so I'll tell you what to do. In England, I guess it was about 5 years ago now, I was fortunate enough to be present, and we all went up to Shri Prabhupada's room, Shri Guru there, and one very nice lady devotee there, who was the only one who greeted us, spoke about the glories of Prabhupada's preaching in England. And after listening very patiently, Srila Gurudev responded very
sweetly.
He said, actually, you don't know him. He has millions of forms, but his eternal form is in the Lord of Vrindavan. And apparently, paradoxically, on another occasion,
More louder, please.
When Gurudev was in Thatcher, he was giving these amazing lectures on Srila Prabhupada, Upadeshamrita, and becoming more and more excited, reading and repeating what Prabhupada had said. And I had the good fortune of walking back to Nirguna's house, and I went up to Srila Gurudev, and I said, "Thank you so much for inspiring us." And he said very simply, "It is all the mercy of Swamiji." But then in a very deep way, he said, "I am realizing his glories more and more." So although we know how intimate their relationship was, is, and was, in the spiritual world, everything is ever increasing. So coming to the West and seeing, I was assuming, if the uncultured and unrefined personalities that Prabhupada had to deal with, Gurudev was even more amazed at what Prabhupada accomplished. And it was an amazing accomplishment. And because of what Gurudev just said, I realized I can't properly glorify my spiritual master. But I can speak of what I know. And I know that he saved me. In his own words, he saved me from lifetimes and ages in the darkness of helpless captivity. And he was dealing with such global persons, low-born persons. He taught us how to eat, how to sleep, how to bathe ourselves, and how to go to the bathroom. Not in that order, how to do those things. He taught us how to dress. He taught us how to do everything. Once, when he first brought some disciples to India, they went to an Indian life member's home. They weren't like members then, but it was the first time. And there were about 10 disciples of Prabhupada. And they didn't know anything, didn't know how what to do. And so Prabhupada would break off a chapati, and then 10 devotees would break off a piece of chapati. Prabhupada would put some sabji in a chapati, and 10 devotees would put some sabji in a chapati. Prabhupada would put it in his mouth, and all the devotees would put it in their mouth. So this is the caliber of people that Prabhupada dealt with. In my own life, I was so mad. And one day I was guarding Srila Prabhupada's portraits in Mayapur. And it was late at night, and Prabhupada had to use the restroom. So when he walked out, the distance from where Prabhupada was and where I was probably to where the picture of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta is now. And I thought, this is my chance. So I ran down to the bathroom with a stick in my hand, and it was waiting outside the door like this, with a hand. And then Prabhupada walked out and he looked at me in great disbelief. And he said, "What is this? You're a Gauri?" "Yes, Prabhupada." And then he laughed, and I don't know who he was talking to. He looked up and he said, "Who is he guarding?" So we were just so enamored by everything Prabhupada did, and the way he walked, the way he, simple thing like drinking a glass of juice. Once at the airport, they brought Prabhupada some orange juice, and all the devotees were waiting for Prabhupada to depart. And we were just watching how elegantly he did everything. We were so unaccustomed to anything like this. And then one devotee came in, the temple president, and said, "The airport officials are complaining. They want everyone to leave this area right now. All the devotees should leave." So everyone got up, including Srila Prabhupada, and he started to leave. And he said, no, not you, Prabhupada, just the other devotees. So he always charmed us at everything he did. He was so amazing at everything he did. And more than anything else, he stirred up in the hearts of meat eaters, womanizers, and drug users the conception that God was not a fearsome creature like our Judeo-Christian teachings that taught us. But he was a blue cowherd boy who had sports in the local Vrindavan, which were very sweet and full of love. And that it was our hope and our aspiration to go there by following him and joining those pastimes one day. He gave us life, he gave us hope, he gave us everything. He gave us a life, a mission, a youthful, an activity to engage our youthful passion by going out and distributing books in cities and subways and airports. And then, as quickly as he had come, he left. And these are our external vision, and we were all so young and new.
We didn't even know how deep the loss was and how significant the loss was that we had. And then for about 20 years, there was a dark period, as probably predicted. Bogus sannyasis and philanthropists and unwanted elements came up to disturb the mission of the spiritual master. And then in 1996, in our little village in New Braj, an old and intimate friend of Srila Prabhupada came to our little town and said, he heard hearts crying there. And he said, your Prabhupada has sent me to you, and on his behalf, I will make your hearts fragrant and pure. And sure enough, again, something was inscribed within our heart. This conception of Vrindavan and the pastimes of Krishna again became some sort of reality in our neophyte condition. And I can go on and on, but to make it brief, I just want to pray to my Srila Prabhupada, and it's inspired by one incident that happened in Los Angeles. One of our godbrothers there was challenging Srila Gurudev, because he said his conception of book distribution was different from Prabhupada's, and Prabhupada stressed so much book distribution. And Gurudev tried to convey to him that it wasn't the activity, but it was the consciousness, that our whole purpose in life is to develop our love for Krishna. And no matter what we're doing, our activity should be centered in giving pleasure to Krishna. So this devotee didn't get it, and Gurudev very compassionately told him to come to his room the next day. And again, he didn't get it, and Gurudev asked him, well, do you know this verse in Srimad Bhagavatam? And this devotee said, no, I don't read so much. And in a very profound way, Gurudev looked at him with a very strong glance, and he said, I love your Prabhupada more than you could ever dream. The real question is, what kind of disciple are you? You don't even read his books. So I want to beg, with whatever sincerity, little sincerity I have in my heart, to my Srila Prabhupada, whom I know and I ever will worship, that he can remove whatever obstacles are in my way so that I can take shelter of Srila Gurudev, heart to heart. Because in that heart is the conception of Srila Prabhupada, which I know my Srila Prabhupada wants to meet me with. The full conception, just like Srimati Radhika draws the fullest conception of Krishna, because our love is so complete. So our Srila Gurudev loves Srila Prabhupada more than we can even dream. And by serving him, not only will we find our Srila Prabhupada, but we'll find Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Rupa Goswami, and all his associates, Shishirada and Krishna, and all their associates. So I'm a very fallen person. I have no qualification to even be in this assembly. But somehow, by the mercy of both of my good days, I'm here. And I make this prayer at the end of this week. Thank you.
I think that most of the speakers, they have given Pushpanjali in the Lord's feet of Srila Bhakti of the Vedanta Swami. I want to tell two words. When I recite his pranam mantra, there it has been told, Mayabadi Thanskara. Nirvishesha
Sunyamani Paschatya Krishita.
But it is negative way. What he gave?
Gauravadi Prachar.
Gauravadi Prachar. And then what is Gauravani? Gauravani means that whole Bani of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the Rupa Luga. Because Rupa Goswami has explained all that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give. And I know, perhaps you do know or no. But I have realized that he was a very high class of Rupa Guga Varga. He was not founder of anything, ISKCON, but he was in the line of Rupa Goswami. So he has given explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam, that is, he has translated Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gita, so many books, about 100 books he has given. What given? Radha Dasya is supreme prayojan. He has given. Gaurvani means the like he came to this world to give Radha Dasya, and all are included in this. Anarpacharim Chirag or Radhaya Pranay Mahima. What Rupa Goswami has and his followers have done. So, he had not established any new thing like Rupa Goswami, Sada Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. Not any new thing. Same wine in so many bottles. Same thing. You can tell him that he has established a scone. I think this idea is wrong. Because what is the meaning of a scone? The meaning that this has, or same thing, to whom?
Jeev
Goswami has established Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha, and he is establishing same thing. He continues this dhara.
Line. Only other language.
Especially, he has established not what he has followed. That. Please, that she has got. 1 minute, hold it. He followed.
He followed the same line established by Jiva Saipada.
So he has told Krishna Bhakti, Rasa, Guru Vija Vilakhati, Tatta Laula Bhakti Mekaram Janma Koti Nasir. Here he has told, I think, so many times, who is Kong? Who person? Oh, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mavi. Kriyatang. So he is the sadasya,
member
of the ISKCON, though I have not this quality, really they are called ISKCON. Don't be angry to me, but try to understand this fact. In Western countries, at least, ISKCON, like ISKCON, and he was very much fond of ISKCON, and he wanted that this ISKCON should come from Brahma to
up to now,
and also in the future. But we see that perhaps he has whether he is successful in his mission or not. Question arises. Because he made about 100 or sannyasis. But where are these sannyasis now? But our Suksha Guru is still we are preaching Sarasattva, Vaishnava, Acharya. They are preaching the same mission. He preached in India. Western countries, Pujya Pada Siddhar Maharaj, my Guru Dev Bhakti Dai, Madhu Goswami Maharaj, oh, numberless. They preached the same mission in India. And he wanted to preach same mission, but he could not. Because he has to cross very difficult jungles of Mayabad and new five devotees in Western countries. They could not understand his mode, and that is why they went down. But I see that he told me to preach his mission. And with me, I don't know, more than 800 devotees from Swamiji are with me, because they are thinking that here is his goal. They are not. So you should all, these members of ISKCON, real ISKCON. So today, on his birth disappearing day, yesterday, I am also giving some Pushpanjali in the lotus part, 6 feet of my Shiksha Guru. If you are not understanding my mission, then try to ask senior. Otherwise, they will be misguided. हम लोगों के पंडा जी इतने दिनों तक साथ में रह करके हमारी परिक्रमा का गाइड किया है. साथ ही बहुत उपदार है, जैसे बाप वैसे ही बेटा. किसी से कुछ मांगना नहीं, और भक्त लोग इनको देते हैं. हमारे सिंघानिया जी ने, बनवारी लाल जी ने काफी उनकी मदद दी. बेटी और किसकी शादी की, बेटा के शादी इत्यादि भी करा दिया. तो हम तो इतने रुपए वाले नहीं, सामान्य व्यक्ति है, बेगर भिक्षुक जैसे हम हैं, इसलिए उतना तो नहीं. किंतु संक्षेप में कुछ हम लोग समस्त डिवोटीज के माध्यम से उनके लिए कर रहा हूं. जय हो पंडा जी, आपकी जय हो.
Hare Krishna. For the kind attention of devotees, tomorrow we have to take care of all luggage from here. I have already hosting a in Dharmasala. You have to take all of your luggage. जो जहाँ भी ठहरे हुए हैं, अपने साथ अपने समस्त सामान इस तरह ले लेंगे, इधर कुछ नहीं छोड़ना है. अपना जो एखने अवस्थान करছেন, ये বিছানা পত্র জিনিসপত্র সব এখান থেকে নিয়ে যাবেন. এখানে কেউ কোন জিনিসপত্র
ছেড়ে
রাখবেন না.
Should we continue?
আপনাদের সঙ্গে কোন শতরঞ্জ বা অন্য এখান থেকে নিয়ে যাবেন না. আপনারা আপনাদের নিজের জিনিস যা এনেছেন তাই নিয়ে যাবেন. আপনাদের ব্যবস্থার জন্য আমরা কি শতরঞ্জ বা অন্য দিয়েছিলাম, এসব নিবেন না সঙ্গে. আমরা আপনাদের কে লিয়ে কুছ দরিয়া ব্যবস্থা কি থি, ইসকো নহীঁ লে জানা হ্যায়. ये मठ की संपत्ति और टेंट हाउस का से छोड़ के जाना है, तो यार इंसान कार्पेट आदर्श